You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. Market is melting down. War is beginning in earnest. And it's all being managed and overseen and perpetuated by people we've been telling you about for decades. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Miss Lou in Florida on line six. Thanks for calling in, Miss Lou. Hang on for a second while we get you on the air. Line six. All right, Miss Lou, you're on the air. Thanks for calling
in. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
I'm sort of hurricaning right now in Florida.
Yeah.
Listen. Well, we got lucky. We dodged a bullet. Yeah. But anyway, what I wanted to say to you, your earlier question said the Brits keep fighting. Absolutely. That's coming here. They need to keep fighting. They need to reset their whole government. If they don't, they're going to be an Arab country. Yeah. They practically already are. And the thing, I'm not trying to sit there and slam Muslims, but I'm saying this. In general, the two cultures do not assimilate.
Yeah,
and
that's
a historical fact. So when you have two cultures, bicultures, not assimilating, one wants to rule and the other one doesn't want, you're just going to constantly have war internally.
Yep.
That's happening in this country now, in the U.S.
Yep.
And if we're not careful, we're going to be facing a bloody civil war, which is why I put out on your stream, on a chat, do not ever, ever give up your guns, America.
100%.
That is the one thing. That is the one thing that we have between us and our government that all these other countries that gave up their guns don't. Because if somebody's going to be brandishing a knife at me, I'm going to fire.
Exactly. 100%. So right now in the UK, the only people with guns and weapons are the military-style police, who they have, you know, going after the natives and protecting the Muslims, who are also armed with blades and probably guns as well, but they haven't brought those out yet. But yeah, what are the British people supposed to do? I mean, at this point, 25% of the total British population is foreign. There's about 75% of the people in the UK are native white British people. But that doesn't get into the demographics. That skews extremely heavily to the elderly with white British. So it may be more like 2-1 rather than 3-1, right? 3/4 of the people are British, but when you get down to like the 30s, it may be only 2/3. But still, when you see these mobs of Muslims, 200 Muslims walking down the street, just know there's three times as many Brits that are sitting inside watching the news and being told it's far right to go outside.
Yeah.
So they could fight back, but with the number of young people and the way the Muslims are organized and heavily armed and the trust that the British people have, or the paralysis that's been pumped into their mind that keeps them sitting obediently being taken over. I wish they had guns. I really do. And in fact, Tony in Texas on line seven, thank you for the call, Miss Lou. Very powerful stuff. Tony in Texas is making this exact point. Let's go to line seven. Tony, you're on the air.
Yeah. I'd like to add to that. The lesson learned here, what's going on in the UK, if you give up your guns, the government can steamroll you, and they will steamroll you. And, you know, I'm like Charlton Heston, you know, for my cold dead hands. And we have a big saying here in Texas, you come for our guns, we will give you the lead first, and we promise to warm it up for your butt.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And if you notice, look how quick these police officers, these so-called police officers, are so quick to beat their own damn people to the ground.
I know. That really is the most sickening part of all this, is that you literally have police standing by and watching violent foreigners beat up their own people. They're just following orders, right? So what are the people going to do, shoot them? They don't have guns. Second Amendment, but the only reason what's happening in UK is not going to happen here in America, not anytime soon.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to Flint in Chicago now. We're talking about jihad in the UK. Go ahead, Flint, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, there's a great documentary on YouTube. And it's by David, I think his name's David Spencer from Jihad Watch. And it's called Islam, What the West Needs to Know. And it goes through thoroughly that if you are truly a moderate Muslim, you do not fully understand your religion. Because technically, if you follow the Islam religion as it's stated, you would be a jihadist by default, because the entire religion, you know, Sharia law is completely against the U.S. Constitution, and that is what they're striving for. So the insanity of us just following along, you know, complying with, oh yeah, Islam's a peaceful religion. It's not. It's completely submissive. It's anti-U.S. Constitution completely. And if you find a moderate Muslim, they technically really shouldn't be Muslim, because if they are following the book, they would be thinking otherwise. So there's some confusion out there, and there's some people that can be saved if we can get to them. But they're just like, I have Muslims at the end of my block, and they are completely, they do not associate with anybody. They do not, you know, want to associate with anyone. They have weird hours. They take their kids out at night, like 12 midnight in the park. It's really weird. Mm. So it's, you know, we're going to expect more of this, you know, I mean, who knows? They could be carrying knives out too. I mean, it's just a matter of time before we have random stabbings here in the United States. And, you know, I think in New York, especially, that's where it's going to begin. Cause I think there's a lot in, you know, I live in Chicago. We've got a lot of Muslims here, and, you know, I'm just expecting this to start happening.
Yeah. Look, you know, Islam is just like any other religion where you've got, you know, people that are born to it and sort of just treat it as a cultural marker, right? The type of people that go to, you know, Christians have it too, right? They'll go to church on Christmas and Easter, but it doesn't really inform their day to day. And I've had Muslim friends that are like, they're like, yeah, I'm kind of Muslim, but like, yeah, pass the bacon, you know, it's just sort of a thing for them. And then, and usually those people recognize, having conversations with my Muslim friend is, you know, relative was in town, and there, and he's like, yeah, let's avoid him. He's like super Muslim. He's like very Muslim. Let's not hang out with him. Same thing with Jews. I've been to Jewish weddings where the rabbi performing was like very Jewish, and the other like secular Jews in the audience are going, all right, dude, it's a little intense. This is a little extreme for us. We're here to get married, not hear about Israel. So everybody's got their extremists in every religion. Islam is particularly political, and I remember, I think I did a report about it back when I first started working at InfoWars, just going through and watching some jihadist, or not even jihadist, just a Muslim cleric laying out how, like, what the Quran says about voting for and who you can vote for. And he was laying out this paradigm where it was like, you know, if you're in a democratic system, it's fine to participate in that democratic system. You can and should, because, you know, that this is their system and you're living there. You know, it's not like against Islam to participate in democracy. And you can even vote for a Muslim person that says they want to impose Sharia law. But if a person runs to be a leader and achieves leadership by promising not to implement Sharia law, then by Muslim rules, they can't implement Sharia law. Now, if you vote for somebody who says, I'm going to implement Sharia law, and then you vote for him, then he can implement Sharia law, and it's all fine and good. So, like, they have all of these political rules about, like, well, you can get elected and lead in a Muslim way, but only if you campaign in that way. Only if you state that that's what you're going to do, then it's allowed. But otherwise, you can't get elected as a moderate Muslim and then become hardcore. That's, like, against their religion. Again, the point of this is that Christianity doesn't have anything about voting. Christianity, you'll never hear a priest, you know, talk about taking over a place through the political process. But that's very much at the heart of Islam. Very much. And again, you know, according to this particular faction, whatever faction I was listening to at the time, it must have been Wahhabi or Saudi Arabian of some sort, which is the extremist version, which, of course, is what America has pushed and propped up and empowered. Like, all of the mosques built in Europe were built by Qatar and Saudi Arabia with American money, right? So we pay for their oil. They then repackage that money into foreign aid to build mosques in Europe. And then we use then we go to war in the Middle East to funnel all the people out. Like, this is all very well orchestrated, the way that they're doing this. And there's another really powerful documentary, I think called The Square or Tahrir Square, about the Arab Spring. And it follows two Muslim guys who are against the ruling regime in Egypt. And they're both on the same page and they both agree completely on stuff. But one is Sunni and one is Shiite. And there's this one point in the documentary where one of the guys who up to that point had been totally on board, totally in it, totally like, we're going to fight to the death. And one day he's just gone. And the other guy's like he can't even get in touch with him. And he finally gets him, and the guy won't even admit it. But essentially what happens is, in Islam, you have to go to mosque every Friday. You have to. It's like, and when you're there, the imam speaking is the Pope. He is the supreme authority. And you are bound to do whatever he says and believe whatever he says. And if you don't, your own family and your own community will ostracize or destroy you. And so what had happened in this Tahrir Square documentary, and you see it in real time, is this guy who was fully dedicated to the uprising was then told one day by his imam, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. You're not allowed to participate. And so he didn't. And so that was it. He never went again. And even when the guy who was still in it tried to confront him and go, what happened? Why did you drop out? The guy, like, can't just come out and say, well, the imam told me, so I had to. He has to put it in his own words. It really is. I mean, it's very cultish. It's very political. But he had to say, you know, well, I realized it was haram what we were doing, and I couldn't participate anymore. So again, the point of this is to understand that Islam, as it exists with certain denominations, certain factions, specifically the ones that, you know, the Western and American elite love, the Wahhabists, the old school 13th century style Islam, is very much an incredibly powerful control system, which is why they're fine with it being everywhere. And we've talked about this over and over and over again. It doesn't matter how you're controlled. It doesn't matter which method through which they control you. If you're controlled, you're good. If you're not, you're bad. It's as simple as that. If they can control you through the Vatican because you're Catholic, then that's fine. If they can control you through Mecca because you're Muslim and Wahhabist, then you're great. You're good. You're one of the good guys, even if you're ISIS. If you're Hezbollah and you're Shiite, well, you're bad because you're not in this control system. But it's very much a political structure, Saudi Arabian and Qatari Islam. They're building mosques as outposts of this political system, this nation of people, the Ummah, that they are imposing on everybody else. So you are right, Flint, very much so. Let's go to Scott in Indiana. Go ahead, Scott, on line 10. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say a country boy will survive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in the sticks, you're going to see it last. But all these big cities like Chicago, I'm from, I'm 20 minutes away from Chicago. Now, you got all the things going on in Chicago, the gangbangers up there, and they all got guns. If these immigrants, illegals, come out with bats and knives and trying to take over the hood, they got another thing coming.
Yeah, that was one. There was a tweet somebody put out that was like, seeing all these scenes in the UK, you know, here's some body armor stuff, and they're posting like rugby helmets that you can put under hoods, and I don't know, like biker gloves that have like hard plastic on them. And my response was just a image of Dale Gribble cocking a shotgun. I was just like, okay, you can wear all the, you know, football armor you want. It's not going to be brawls in the street when this comes to America. It's going to be a shooting match. And it's not going to last very long, if I had to guess. So, yeah, again, just thank God for the Second Amendment. And as much as, you know, sometimes you look around, you go, man, we're being conquered, even though we have the Second Amendment. Well, you look at what's happening in the UK, and you just think that could never happen here. That can never happen here. They will never take our guns. They cannot take our guns without starting a civil war, and they cannot win a civil war against the American people with our guns.
Yeah, it's unless they drop off crates of guns for the illegals like they did the BRICS for the Antifa.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
unless Obama pulls his Fast and Furious and somehow all these illegals get a bunch of guns. But that'll happen in the big cities. You know, mm-hmm. All the big cities are Democrat, right? For the most part.
Right.
So if you live on the outskirts like I do, I kind of live in the woods anyway. The cities are going to blow up first. And then all the people that are in the suburbs in the country, they're going to be ready.
Because yeah, they really are. And again, it's not even about like everybody owning a gun. It's like most people that own guns, half the people that I know that own guns own like 100 of them. So it's, you know, it's not even like, oh, the good old boys are going to come out. No, the good old boys are going to arm all of their neighbors, and it's going to be very fun once that kicks off fully, right? Thank you for the call, Scott. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Operation Chaos. This is the summer of rage, I think, Dave. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. Appreciate the show and the opportunity, the forum. Yeah, so that was something that I came up with post-Somaliopolis, and you remember that, May 25th of 2020, mm-hmm. Operation Chaos. Because the reason that our psychopathic overlords in the establishment class, the police in the UK, for instance, or any of the federal and state officials here did nothing against the protesters is they thrive on Operation Chaos. If they can throw this intersectionality stuff at us and they get us fighting amongst each other, we don't realize how much more in common we have with the person next to us than we have differences, and we'll not then train our eyes, only our eyes, on those psychopathic overlords. And that's what they really fear. I think I mentioned this before. It's a bug's life. If we realize all of us ants are basically being led to the slaughter, we'll rise up and we will tell our servants that we no longer consent. So they get us fighting amongst each other. They want to pit the Muslims against the Christians every single day, because then people don't realize that they pay more than 50% of their earnings daily in federal, state, and local taxes, license fees. Yep. So that's what this is all about. And I expect, I offered this earlier before the summer even started, 2024 is going to be the summer of rage. It will be 2020 to the 17th power, mark my words, and it'll be worldwide. They're gonna almost push us into the corner where we burn our own country down. That's where they'll thrive.
No, you're exactly right. So, I mean, the question is, how do you deal with that? I mean, to me, it's not letting them set the narrative, not letting them set the agenda, make them respond to you. And like I was saying at the beginning, I wouldn't advise burning down migrant shelters. I would advise finding out who owns the company that's making the $1 million to build the homeless shelter. It is the people at the top. And again, as much as these police are traitorous quislings, and they're rightfully despised by the people they're oppressing, they're just following orders. And you got to go after the people who are giving those orders. And not go after them violently, but put enough pressure on them politically to make a significant change to the way things are done. I mean, this is all just a machine, and it's just the people driving it are murderous psychopaths, but you can take control of the machine, and that's what needs to happen. So, I mean, how do we do this, Dave? I mean, how do we take what's happening in the UK and not let it just become another January 6, 2.0, where they're just rounding up and systematically arresting everybody who dares to speak up for the British people? What do we do here?
The first thing I do is we need to retake the narrative. We need to control our language. So I was the first one down to Maricopa County Board of Elections on November 4th of 2020. And I was there every day, open to close, policed the parking lot at the end, made sure that there was no trash around. And every time I went down there, and we did the same in 2022 when they stole our voices and our votes in the midterms here in Arizona, we have to change the narrative. I've never gone to a protest, but I've held lots of rallies. And then we also need to start standing in our persons and filing affidavits and FOIA requests and finding out who the NGOs are that are funneling this money to these illegals. I want to take back the language again. I never say migrants. They're illegals that enter our country. And the NGOs are using our tax dollars to do that. We're funding our destruction. So that would be a couple ways in which I would suggest people do that. Take back your power, go to city meetings, board meetings, all those type of things. File affidavits, get the information, and then peacefully rally around these places, not to protest what they're doing, but to show the people that we can stand in our presence and be the forces of change. Because again, all government here in the United States is for, of, and by we the people. They are simply our servants. I call my congressman every day, and that's my first message. By the way, Dr. Gosar, let me remind you of our relationship. I am your boss. You serve me. That's a suggestion.
Yeah. No, yeah, I totally agree. Now, there's so many different issues that are almost impossible to find a way out of. In other words, we heard earlier in the show, in case you're just tuning in, there's a Scottish police chief who said in no uncertain terms, we label these protests as far right, and that is usually enough to contain them. Is by labeling these far right, that scares enough people away that otherwise agree with what the protest is about, people that are also annoyed at what's going on, I think was his exact words. People who are outraged at what's happening, normal people, not far right, not far left, just the average person that agrees with what's happening on the protest and might actually participate, they can be scared away and the protest can be crushed by labeling it far right. And so then you're left with the options. Do you embrace that and say, yeah, you know what, if you're going to call caring for our family far right, I guess I am far right, which, you know, is one way to do it. But then again, you still have the vast majority of normal people who aren't tuned in or connected to what the hell's going on at all. And they hear the word far right and they're programmed like Pavlov's dogs to reject whatever they hear after that. But that's one option, is saying, you know what? Yeah, these we are far right, and we need a far right swing here to save the country. The other side is to say, you know, what do you mean far right? We're not far right. We just are parents that want our kids to be safe. We're just Englishmen that want our country to exist. There's nothing far right about that.
But then again, we should try to relabel it, rally for the family. I mean, simplistic stuff, right? Rally for our families. Rally for your family.
Yeah.
That's all. Remove the word protest.
Yeah, I think probably the most powerful thing to do now would be to have like a well-produced series of videos where you just get normal English people to stand there and talk into the camera and just say, but again, you know, would you say like, I'm not far right, I just care about my family, or just like why I'm protesting, you know, I'm protesting because my sister was killed by an illegal immigrant. I'm protesting because, you know, my spot in university is being taken by somebody and my future is being destroyed. To have normal British people oppose what's going on here and make that case and push that out and make it a media campaign. Something has to be done to combat how the mainstream media is framing this. And it has to be more than just posts on X, because most people aren't on X and still get their news from the Daily Mail and BBC. So you have to counteract their power somehow. I really don't know what the best solution is. It sort of needs just all hands on deck, trying a little bit of everything. Because again, if this event in the UK, this series of riots, if they can successfully portray this as far-right extremists making unattainable demands and pushing race hate, whether or not that's true, if that's the narrative they can spread, then this will come to nothing. And they'll continue the narrative by saying it's imperative that everybody involved in these riots be rounded up and charged with terrorism and put away for life. If they're able to present it as that. If instead the British people can awaken to what's going on and say, hold on, these people just want their communities to be safe, and the police are trying to shut them down. That's not what we do as Englishmen. That's not how we do this. I'm going to go out into the street and let my government know that they can't crush our speech like this. The free speech is historical British aberration. Then this can get bigger and bigger, and their claims about it being far right become less and less sustainable. So it's like the UK, people in the UK have to simultaneously keep their foot on the gas, keep moving forward, but not give the powers that be opportunity to frame what's going on as a far right racist attack. Even though it's not, I know it's not. But everybody else has to know it's not. The information war, again, is more important than ever once the violence starts. It doesn't go away. It doesn't just become an open war conflict at that point and the information doesn't matter. Maybe at one point it'll get to that. Maybe at one point it'll just be fights in the street and it doesn't matter who says what, but not for a very long time. Operation Chaos is in full swing. We'll be back on the other side with more of your phone calls. Today's episode of the American Journal, InfoWarsStore.com, is where you go to support everything we do here.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff,
we had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it, because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what
looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states, so the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I just want to go quickly to clip number 27 because it really is amazing how Tommy Robinson is being blamed for all of this. There's big front page articles talking about how the fact that he's currently on vacation in Cyprus on the beach is just proof of how devious he is. The obvious conclusion is that he probably doesn't have anything to do with the riots breaking out. And again, he led a 40,000-person, totally peaceful march in London. Here it is, Patriot Day march. And they arrested him for this. They interrogated him for 6 hours over that. You make peaceful revolution impossible. You make violent revolution inevitable. And ironically, if Tommy Robinson really was a militia leader, well, they'd probably be in more trouble than they're in now. Because he really is telling people to be peaceful through all of his videos. But also explaining that this is the inevitable consequence of the British government's behavior over the last decade or so. Let's go to clip 27. Here's Tommy Robinson. Their faces are now being logged in the facial recognition database. All these dangerous criminals, these white people with British flags, how dare they? Don't they know how that uncomfortable that makes the Pakistanis that arrived yesterday? So this is the 40,000 person march less than 2 weeks ago. British patriots coming together. Beg their government to represent them. They call these people far right. They call this a Nazi rally. They call this dangerous. It needs to be shut down. Really, what needs to happen is every single person in this video needs to be on the street, needs to be clogging up the City of London. They will be taking over government houses and not giving in until their demands are met. Their basic demands to have a country that actually does something for them, anything for them. Simply does not engage in a wholesale eradication of their people and their history. Be lovely to see the so-called moderate Muslims out also marching against, you know, the stabbing of British children. Never quite get the same consideration that we like to grant other people. Like, you know that if there's some British enclave in some other country and one of those Brits stabbed one of the natives to death, stabbed three of their children to death in the middle of the day, do you think the British would be marching around in armed mobs beating up people for protesting that? Or do you think the British people would be delivering up that person, delivering up the murderer, with extreme alacrity, like as quickly as possible? Not the way the Muslim community operates, clearly. Let's go to Henry in Chicago now. Henry, thank you for calling in. You're on the air about the National Security Act. Go ahead, Henry.
Hi, yes. Hi, Harrison. You know, when people talk about getting rid of the deep state, you need to get rid of the National Security Act of 1947, which is 50 U.S.C. 41. That's the root of all causes. They created Israel in 1948. So Israel is the child of the deep state, because that's the only nation that has their skies protected better than anyone else in the world. And Trump is falling into the trap of building a dome, which is going to cost us about $35 trillion to begin with. So he needs to stop kissing Israel fast, because that's what getting us into trouble. Now, the deep state runs the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the CIA, all of those agencies, so and the foreign wars. So the Congress needs to get their fine and follow the Constitution and call them accountable and dismiss them, because we got forever wars going on. And if Trump is willing to build the dome, like he says, we're going to be in wars forever. And I'm tired of this government taking 50% of our income and using it against us, because prior to 1913, we didn't pay income tax. And that's the 16th Amendment, the same constitution that needs to be repealed. Thomas Massie from Kentucky, he's filing papers to repeal that. If we Americans remember what the Constitution says, when a government comes to rank with the right of the people to abolish it or replace it. And people need to exercise their constitutional rights. The Second Amendment protects every other right that we have, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and everything else.
Yeah.
And they come in for our guns because the deep state is creating all this narrative. Oh, we're going to be attacked by Iran. Oh, we're going to be attacked by so-and-so. We got to protect Israel. Excuse me. Israel is not our biggest ally. They bombed the Liberty ship, and they kept it secret, just like the NSA. So they need to start calling every single representative to repeal 50 U.S.C. 41. That's the root of all causes. If people don't want to keep our republic and our country, and you want to be free, you need to repeal that because they work for us. They work for us, we the people. And this country was founded on dissent, not consent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get a little bit excited, you know, because we lose in our republic.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump might be a good guy trying to get us back into what the Constitution says, but he needs to wake up and start kissing Israel's ass.
I don't understand, Henry. I understand what you're saying. I don't understand where Trump is going on all this. Why is Trump so gung-ho with war with Iran? Like, my whole thing for voting for him the first time around was anti-war. He was the peace candidate. He brought about peace in the Middle East way better than any of his predecessors. Why is he now campaigning on war with Iran? Like, who is telling him that's a good idea? What the hell, Henry? I mean, I don't know if you have the answer, but like, what is that? Because it's just the worst possible thing he could be doing. He could actually be getting a bunch of people from the left if he continued to be the peace president, continued to push peace and continued to, you know, not talk about war and talk about how the other side is leading us to war. Because they clearly are. Lord Austin has said we're going to do whatever it takes to defend Israel. They are sending, you know, Marines over by the thousands to the Middle East right now. This regime, the Biden regime, is in favor of war in the Middle East. Why is Trump aligning with them on this? Do you have any explanation for this or any thoughts about this, Henry?
Okay, it's the IPAC, the Israeli lobby.
Yeah.
Netanyahu has said it out loud that he runs the Congress. They own him. And every Congress, they take an oath to Israel. What is that? That's treason. They should be kicked out of there. Yeah, they should be tried for treasonous because you're working against the United States government, the U.S., the Constitution. And when Netanyahu came here to make the false claims that babies were decapitated and all that, that's been exposed. And also, on October 7, Israel killed about half of the 1,500 people because of the Hannibal Principle.
Yeah, it's all admitted at this point by official Israeli documents that everything you just said is true.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, he just, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement. Paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Segment of American Journal for this Monday morning broadcast. I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. The InfoWars MD line of supplements is on sale, 25% off. You're getting incredible ageless vitality, the superfood greens, mushroom max, better mood plus, turmeric 95, libido RX, CBD full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, the ashwagandha gummy, joint relief max, nerve renew. It goes on and on. And of course, these are incredibly powerful supplements, just like everything at InfoWars, but these particularly so. It is the InfoWars MD premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody there at the Save InfoWars mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars, of course, is where you can get all of your latest news, including the just total collapse of everything. I mean, there's so much more stuff I could get to here that I don't know. It's like I could either mention it or I could spend 5 hours on it. Growing number of young adults say they're unlikely to have children. They just don't want them. Great. Great. It climbed 10 percentage points between 2018 and 2023. In 5 years, the share of adults under 50 who said they're unlikely to ever have kids climbed 10%. Wanting to focus on career or interest was the second most popular reason the young group gave for not having kids, while the older group's next popular reason was not finding the right partner. Yeah. So we'll just die then, I guess. I guess we'll just die. Justice Gorsuch warns Democrats about Supreme Court reform, which, of course, is the blatant Democratic attempt to subvert and destroy the construction of the United States political apparatus. Musk, meanwhile, created this PAC to support Trump. It's now being investigated in Michigan, because, of course, it is. Political Action Committee created and funded by billionaire Elon Musk is being investigated by the Michigan Secretary of State over its efforts to collect voter data. I'm telling you, I get why Musk is doing it the way that he is. He's a very smart dude. And he is just like Alex Jones, right? It's like, if you don't do things exactly right, they will destroy you. If you don't pay too much in taxes, if you do anything, even color out slightly outside of the lines, they're going to crush you with the weight of a thousand tons. Meanwhile, Act Blue is, you know, registering 50,000 donations by one unemployed retired lady. She donated $2 million this month, and it's like, that's not being investigated. But Elon Musk's PAC is. Just like the migrants storming across the border, they're having their background check waived while Tulsi Gabbard is being followed around by air marshals. It's anarcho-tyranny. Run wild. Pelosi says the U.S. should add Biden to Mount Rushmore. I agree. I mean, not his statue, but like maybe we can just leave him up there. Maybe we can just put old Biden up on top of Mount Rushmore. And the crows can have him. The 81-year-old commander-in-chief is such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president, she quipped on CBS Sunday Morning. You have Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. Don't take him down, but you could add Biden. Yeah. It would be funny. You'd have to choose his dementia face. That'd be Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. And then just some confused old man on the side. What? Am I a mountain? When did I become a mountain? And you know, like, obviously the point of this is just like, I don't know. I mean, the Democrats, they're just, it's like, I don't know, man. They're so weird. They really are just weird. I mean, that must be why they came out with this whole J.D. Vance and Trump are weird thing, because like clearly these people are very weird. Nancy Pelosi was behind Biden's ouster, right? Like, she got him to step down. They don't need to be this weird. They can just say, look, you know, Biden's getting kind of up there. He's getting kind of old. He was an okay president. He was all right, you know. He did some good things. They can list the things that they like. They can't just do that. They have to be like, actually, he should be cast in gold and should reign forever. We should upload his consciousness to a computer. He's so brilliant. He's so smart. He's so on top of things. And it's just like, just be normal. Just not everything has to be, this person is either an idiot and a traitor and a Russian puppet and he should be shot in the head, or he's a god, a angel among us, who must never be criticized, even in the slightest. Like, this is just the way their minds work, and I don't get it. I don't get it. Obviously, I think I speak for all of us. Donald Trump should and will be on Mount Rushmore before we're done with this. Before this whole thing's over, we will actually honor the modern Cincinnatus, the modern George Washington, the private citizen who gave up his life of wealth and luxury and leisure to take on the demons tearing us down from the inside. If anyone deserves to be honored like that, it is, in fact, Donald Trump. I didn't actually read this. President Trump, 78, has previously suggested he deserves to be on Mount Rushmore, quipping, sounds like a good idea to me, when asked about the possibility. But he denied a report that his administration once reached out to Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to try to make it happen. It's like, we say it as like a joke. It's like someone says you should be on Mount Rushmore, and Trump's like, yeah, it'd be great. I like that. Yeah, put me up there. That's good. But then they're spreading these rumors that Trump really is getting in contact with them. No, we don't do that. No, that's you people. You people are the crazy sycophants who actually probably are like trying to get President Biden. I mean, you're also trying to blow up Mount Rushmore in total. All I'll say is that if I was in charge, Mount Rushmore would be completed once and for all. It's a shame it's only their bust. It should be full-fledged, full-body statues towering over the rolling hills of the Midwest. It's a shame it was never finished. It really is. All right, we'll go out to your phone calls here in the final minutes. Just want to see if there's anything else that I haven't quite gotten to. I feel like I've spent enough time on the protests, although there's so much more still to say. But we'll move on for now. We'll go to let's go to BS Assassin in New York. Thanks for calling in, BS Assassin. We got about a minute left. You're on the air.
What's up, buddy? Yeah, you caught me in the store over here. But so last night, my buddy's girl was out. She's a tough girl, man. Tough Irish Italian girl. She was over in Astoria, Queens, out there, and she said that the migrants were out of control, grabbing girls, trying to get them in their cars. And this is a tough girl, man. She can handle her own, and she had to get out of there. And then her cousin wind up staying there with her other cousin, a guy cousin and a girl cousin. He wind up getting jumped, protecting her from guys trying to pull her. Thank God they got out of there. You know what I mean? And this girl's tough, man. So if this is coming from her, it's no joke. I just want to warn everybody what they do now. Now all these clubs out there now, they start letting underage kids in there so they can be preyed on. So everybody watch your kids over in Astoria, Queens, and that's anywhere. Any place where they're allowing underage people, they're going to be preyed upon. So everybody watch out, all right?
Yeah, that's very disturbing. Is this the first time you've seen something like this? Like, I'm wondering if this is you're just noticing it for the first time or if things are getting worse.
This is the first time that she goes out all the time, right? I stop going out. I get into fights every time I go out. But she goes out all the time. It's the first time that she's reporting that it was just out of control. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, it's happening everywhere, folks. This is what happens when you drift away. When you drift away from the foundational principles of just like what your country is and who your people are. There's just going to be parts of our country that are no-go zones. And there already are to some extent. But gone is the world where being in a first world country meant you could like go out at night and not be harassed and assaulted. Carry a gun if you can. Sorry, New York. You voted not to. Thanks for being with us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Thank you.